Friday to the Take Two family. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. Yes, you're the key person. And today is first Friday of the month. And if you participate in the first Friday devotions, if you've been to Mass already, like we have, please call in and share how that was. I've got an experience I want to share with the Take Two family a little bit later in the show. But this is our Real Presence show. This is where we look and we try to share and we try to understand and we try to communicate what we know about the Most Holy Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Wow. It's a powerful show. It's a powerful time during Advent, the first week of Advent. We're focusing on the word hope this week, and next week will be peace. And it's just important that we, on this first Friday, going into the weekend, when we will all hopefully go to Mass, and then we have Our Lady's Feast Day coming right up, the Immaculate Conception coming right up, which is actually on Sunday, but it's going to be celebrated on Monday as a holy day. This is a powerful weekend. And to start the weekend, so I'm going to share with you, don't get started with your weekend yet. You got to call in. But to start talking about the Eucharist now, as we go into the weekend, this is the show to do it. Please, I'm asking you, if you have something to say about the Most Holy Eucharist, if you do practice the first Friday devotions or first Saturday devotions, if you go on to daily Mass, if you are an adorer for perpetual adoration or some adoration schedule, please call in about receiving the Most Holy Eucharist, being present in front of Jesus in the tabernacle, and really understanding that it is so important to us. Remember, guys, we got to engage our senses in this, okay? We got to be smart about this. If we've got this platform to share with the world about the Eucharist, you got to light up those phones, okay? This is important. This world can be very dark. We've got to be that light, that bright light. And talking about the Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our Christian life, this is the time to do it. I've got a lot to share. My husband and I just got back from daily Mass. I'm going to share something that we saw that was so beautiful at Mass. Please, let's share things with the world. Here you go. Guess what? You got a real treat today. Tom Price is answering the phones today, so you can tell him how much you love his show, Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders. So absolutely, call and say hello to Tom. Wish him a blessed Advent. He would love that. We've got Ace at the controls. We've got Pedro on social media. I'm waving to you guys. I love First Fridays. I love the Real Presence show we do every month. So this is your time. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Maybe you want to know what are these people talking about? Why are they doing a whole show on the Eucharist? Call in. Ask us. We are very friendly. Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call in about the Most Holy Eucharist, your experience, what you have seen, what you have encountered, what you understand, what you want to share with the world. You get the picture. Guys, this is your show. Use it wisely, please. And go big. We need to be that bright, shining light into the world. And you are the ones that can do it, the Take Two family. We are so incredibly proud of you. Jerry and I talk about you all the time in such a great way. Every time we get a chance, when we're out in public, we say, have you met the Take Two family? They love their faith. They love to journey together. They love to actually participate as the body of Christ together. So show up strong. Really do this like a family. And make Tom Price's day. He likes to answer calls every once in a while. It's a real treat for our listeners. He's delightful to talk to. You'll recognize his voice as soon as he says hello. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. This is our Real Presence show on the first Friday of every single month. We dedicate it to the Most Holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist. It's the source and summit of our faith. Do you think I get it? I do, because it's all about the Eucharist. And I've said that many times. People say to me all the time, Debbie, why are you Catholic? And I say, the Eucharist. The real presence. Jesus is truly present in the most holy Eucharist. Wow. Think about that for a second. I'm fired up. I really am. Because what Marty and I saw at church today, wow, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. But I'm going to keep you guys in suspense until all the phone lines are lit up. And there's only one open phone line, by the way. So as soon as somebody picks up that line, if they're prompted by the Spirit and they say yes, then I'll share. Otherwise, I'm holding back. I'm not sharing. I'm just telling you because I got to have full phone lines on a Friday. Don't get started with your weekend yet. I don't want you to get moving yet. I know there's a lot to do. You should see our to-do list. It's crazy. It just never ends. I just want to throw it out the window sometimes. It's just too much. So this is a time to just share and take a moment and just kind of settle into Advent, think about what you want to share with the world and call in. Okay. I am still a little bit under the weather. And I know that Ace is a little bit under the weather as well. Our producer, it seems like stuff is just going around. So let's pray that everyone stays strong through the holidays. It can be really tough to be down for the holidays. You know, the holidays can be hard enough when you have to do a lot of things and you're staying out late and you're not really on your normal eating and exercising schedule. And then to have like the respiratory stuff going on, the coughing, the sneezing, it can be rough. So let's pray for each other. Oh, full phone lines. Okay, I will share. Marty and I experienced the most beautiful family. I'm just guessing that the dad was off to work because it is Friday, but it was a mom who was pregnant and her six children went to, and they were right in front of us, the most beautiful kids. And they were so attentive to what Father was saying and to the Mass. They were beautiful, except the little one was a little restless, but that's okay. He's a little guy and he was restless. He was just kind of, you know, very curious. But it was the most beautiful thing. I just wanted to hug each and every one of them to see this just gorgeous young folks at Mass for First Friday. And it just, Marty and I were just beaming from ear to ear. Okay, so how about you? It's the Real Presence Show, the Most Holy Eucharist. That's what we're talking about today on Take Two. So call in and join the conversation. I'll be right back. Talking about the Real Presence today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, and I'll be getting to the phones in just about 30 seconds. So Craig, hold on. Don't go anywhere, please. I believe it is the Holy Spirit prompted you to call, Craig. I'll share with you in a moment. I wanted to share this wonderful item you can purchase at EWTNRC.com. So listen up to this. It's really cool. St. Paul on the Power of the Cross by Father Mitch Pacwa. In St. Paul on the Power of the Cross, Father Mitch Pacwa unpacks the letters of St. Paul in an energizing study for individuals, okay, or groups. So think about that. If you're in an adult faith formation group. I highly recommend this. Discover a central theme of St. Paul's teachings and writings, the role of the cross of Jesus Christ for the salvation of souls. St. Paul on the Power of the Cross by Father Mitch Pacwa. It's available now on at EWTNRC.com by Catholic Shop, EWTNRC.com. Okay, so I said that three times. That means you must go and pick it up because there's a lot of great things at the religious catalog. I love it, love it, love it. Also, Father Wade Menezes' book for men. Oh, it's so good. It is so good. I got it from my husband, but don't tell him. Okay, I hope he's not listening to the show, which he probably is. Okay, let's talk to Craig from Syracuse, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. And Craig, I'm going to share something with you that I know this is confirmation from our Lord himself, but I just want to say hello first. Hello, Craig.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Okay. So I've got it. So you're from Syracuse, New York. Now, did you know that St. Lucy is from Syracuse, Sicily? Did you know that?
Yes.
You did. Yes. Okay. So I want to share something with you. My husband was born right outside of Syracuse, Camillus, New York. But they always, his family puts down Syracuse, New York, if they're going to, you know, fill out any forms or anything. And Adam Bly recently just sent me on loan the first class relic of St. Lucie. And so when I was reading about her and becoming friends with her, because I'm having the eye troubles, it just dawned on me, you know, about the Syracuse Sicily, and I'm Sicilian. So I actually asked the Lord, I said, Lord, just so I can get a confirmation, maybe somebody can call in from Syracuse, New York tomorrow on tomorrow's show. And Craig, you said yes. So there you go.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing? See, that's how our good Lord works. Okay, so that's not exactly the topic of the show, but I had to share that with you because you said yes to the Holy Spirit. So thank you so very much. So go ahead, Craig. You are first up on our Real Presence show today.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I felt like I should call in. You were asking about First Fridays and daily Mass, and I just wanted to share that I went to Mass this morning. I go to a Latin Mass and at Transfiguration of Our Lord, and they had a Rorate Caeli Mass, which is traditionally in Advent on days when there's no other feast. They'll do it early before the sun comes up, and it's all candlelit. There's no light. And it is in honor of Our Lady, the Mary Vestments, and all candlelit for her, just as a lead up to her saying yes, and the fulfillment in Christmas. So it was really beautiful this morning, and I just felt like I wanted to share that with you.
Oh yes, that is wonderful. Are you able to share the parish name? I'm just curious.
Yeah, Transfiguration of Our Lord.
Nice. Don't you love when things are candlelit? I find them to be so powerful, especially in the day and age we live in when there's so much darkness around. What do you think about that? I just think just the image and taking it all in with the candles, it does change the depth of the way we enter into the prayer. What do you say to that? I'm just curious.
I think so too. And I also found that normally I use my missal, which is really good, and that's normally how I pray the Mass, but every now and then it's good to set down the missal and just to experience it, and when everything is dark, it's a good time to do that. So.
Right. Does anybody pull out their phones for light? I'm just curious about that. See how my mind
nobody
works?
Nobody did.
Wow. So they stayed in the dark. Wow. That is really cool. That is so, I'm so glad you called in. Thank you for getting us started. And you know, I've said this many times. That's why I love the Byzantine rite of our church. Father Thomas Loya of Light of the East, he has a wonderful program on EWTN. I just love the way the Byzantines, when they enter into prayer, enter into the liturgy, it just has a different feel to it. It's a more... it's not so logical. It's more mystical. And I just love it. I'm so drawn to it. So that's why whenever I hear things like, you know, Mass was done with candlelight or different, you know, incense or something of that nature that has a different, just a little different, deeper feel to it. Boy, oh boy, does that take it up a couple notches in the depth and let us enter in and remove ourselves from this crazy world. Craig, you are awesome. Thank you so much and have a blessed Advent, okay? God bless you. Okay, Craig's going to free that phone line. And by the way, guys, my Christmas gift to Marty is definitely spoiled. He is listening, and he's just informed me that he was actually born in Syracuse, New York. So he was born in Syracuse. That is so cool. And he just found out one of his Christmas gifts. So I don't know what to tell you, Marty. I'm sorry, but Father Wade Menezes' book is excellent. Okay, there is a open phone line for you at 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. This is the Real Presence Show, your Real Presence Show, talking all about the Eucharist and Jesus is, and always make sure you say this, guys, Jesus is truly present. Makes a difference when you're talking to your friends. Let's hear what Elizabeth has to say from Carpentersville, Illinois on 88.5 FM. Hello, Elizabeth. Did I get your city correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling and welcome to your program.
Thank you. I've actually recently started hearing you guys out of nowhere. I never really listened to Christian or even really Catholic radio stations like that before until recently. Mm-hmm. I started to, and then you guys popped up. I haven't taken you off my radio since.
Wow. Thank you for having me. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. You're part of the Take Two family. Thank you so much. That is awesome. Yeah, we love to travel, and we're not really nosy, but we like the details. So anything you want to tell us about yourself, because we're a family, so you go right ahead.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was calling because I wanted to, I don't know if many people know about this outside of my culture. I'm Hispanic. I'm from Mexico, but we tend to have a form of giving our devotion, more specifically trying to sacrifice our pride to the Lord in Eucharist form. There's some people that do it all the way from their house, and there's some people that do it at the doorstep of the church, but we kneel before the Eucharist in the very front, and we will be on our knees and crawl up to our knees to the Eucharist in prayer. Mm-hmm. In a way of devotion to help. Well, I do it most specifically to help me stay centered and keep him centered in my life, mm-hmm. keep him centered and helping me with saying, because I guess everyone may struggle with that, but I see myself when I tend to become more prideful and not allowing myself to grow either with my family, my friends, or with Christ. It definitely helps me come back, humble myself and bring my and basically give my pride to the Lord. But I've recently, me and my mother mm-hmm. have had very beautiful experiences doing that, where for her, she said that she saw his embodiment within the Eucharist. She saw his image, mm-hmm. and she told me that, and in a way, I was in my heart, I was very happy for her. But I wish to have had something similar to that. So I also prayed upon, hoping that he would bless me with something similar to her experience. And thankfully, on the next time that I went and I did my adoration, mm-hmm. I had something very similar. But he embodied himself in the cross. I only saw a shadow of him on the cross.
Okay.
And again, because I know for myself, there's a lot that I still have to try to place myself and release my will and give my will to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was a big portion of showing me that.
I'm
in the right path of trying to do so. Mm-hmm. But it was very healing. It was very beautiful.
Yeah,
I just wanted
yeah.
to share that.
Oh, no, I'm mm-hmm. glad you did. So I have to ask you a couple questions if you can answer it. And I just want to make sure I get the tradition or the practice of this correct. So when you're saying at adoration, so you're on your knees and then you move closer to the monstrance. Is that how it works?
Yeah. So we'll go from, depending on where we'll do it, we'll do it from, there's some people that will do it from their home. So you'll, mm-hmm. especially in my community, mm-hmm. I'll see that very often, especially in the morning.
Right.
Or there'll be people who are a bit older who you see are on their knees and they're making their way to the church, to Mass, to try to continue their adoration and present it to them there. I normally just start at the door, but it's definitely, mm-hmm. yeah, it's something that we do, kind of kneel and make our way closer.
That is amazing. So wow, because obviously it must eventually hurt, right? I mean, I don't know, depending on how people's knees are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have pretty bad knees. I've always had bad knees mm-hmm. my whole life.
And you can still do it. You can still
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I kind of make that as part of it as well. Offer my pain over to him as part of my adoration,
yeah.
because he's done so much for me in my mm-hmm. in my heart. I feel like it's the very least I should try to put myself through for him.
Sure, sure.
So I don't know. It's never been something that I've hesitated. My mom tells me very often to maybe not do it as much, or when she notices that I'm having more problems in the cold, it definitely tends to get worse. Mm-hmm. It's almost like in a form of arthritis. They've told me I may have child arthritis, but mm-hmm. I've actually noticed since I started doing that, it's actually made it. I've noticed that, or maybe it just doesn't affect me as much, or the mm-hmm. floor has given me the strength to be able to handle that pain mm-hmm. better, but mm-hmm. I really haven't struggled like I used to.
Wow. Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot, but real quickly, I have to ask you, just because I'm interested in the age of the Take Two family. You don't have to give me your age, but maybe age range. I'm just curious.
I'm 26.
You're 26. Okay. I have to tell you something, Elizabeth. I just love you to pieces. I love your depth. I love your willingness to ask God. Your mom received a wonderful gift, and I love how you turned right around and you're like, Lord, I want to see, I want to have this in connection. I love that about you. Keep that very healthy curiosity in the Lord. I think that is very powerful. You're on to something, Elizabeth, and it sounds like you're feeling it as well for your own spiritual growth.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
yeah, absolutely. Stay in touch with us because, you know, this was your first time calling, but I don't want it to be the only and the last time, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I will. Thank you so much for that encouragement.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for imparting to the world today this practice. This is huge. You see, this is why we do shows like this, guys. Okay, so Elizabeth's going to free that phone line for you if you're prompted by the Spirit at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we are keeping Tom Price busy today, so that is a good thing. And yes, I am getting a lot of messages coming in saying that this practice, they have heard about it and they do it as well. And they say many times they're elevated outside of any pain and they're in a heightened spiritual feeling and state, if I can say it that way, that really transcends them into that next level of depth with our Lord. Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to really look into this for me and my husband to do. Okay, let's go to Aaron. Aaron's in Toronto, Canada, on Station of the Cross. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You go right ahead.
Well, I was just, it's funny I got through, but what's really speaking to me right now is whenever I'm a bit sad or whatever, and I think about Jesus in the tabernacle, and I feel like sometimes it's just his heart is calling to mine. And so I can, when I go to church, I walk in and I can start to feel the presence of him. And then when I sit down and talk to him, sometimes it's like there aren't any words, but it's just that opening or idea of that it's our heart to heart conversation, and mm-hmm. it brings me a lot of peace and it just helps me get through my day, basically. Yeah. It's sort of my self-medication, I guess. I wish more people would do that because I think it would help.
Yeah. I love how you said heart to heart. We had Father Chris Alar, and the Take Two family will get to experience the show that he did with us. But you hear that music. I don't want you to go anywhere. If you can hold a little longer, Aaron, I got to share some things with you when I get back. But there is an open phone line if you want to talk about the Most Holy Eucharist today on this first Friday. Come on, you guys, you can do it. 833-288-3986. Call in and shout to the world how much you love Jesus in the Eucharist. Our Real Presence show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. By the way, Jerry will do a seminary check-in next week, so we'll check in with him how his first semester went, and he's going to be all done, I'm sure, with his exams, and then he'll be back to us the beginning of January, so we're very excited to have him back on a regular basis. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, and today is the Feast of St. Nicholas, so learn all about this great Saint Nicholas. Don't forget, and And it is a wonderful time of the year. Absolutely. We're speaking with Aaron in Toronto. And Aaron, I wanted just to share, you made the comment. Thank you so much for holding through the break. You made the comment about having this heart-to-heart connection. And I think you probably realize this already. You've got the Sacred Heart of Jesus that's promoted. You've got the Divine Mercy, which is all about the heart, right? And then you've got Eucharistic miracles that we know are true all over the world. We know thanks to several people who wrote books on it, like Joan Carol Cruz, and then, of course, the Eucharistic miracles exhibit by Blessed Carlo Acutis, who's going to be fully canonized April 27th of the Jubilee year. Anyway, it all revolves around the heart, right? When they tested it, it's from the myocardium, it's a heart wall, it's a heart muscle there, the heart wall. And so it's so interesting. Father Chris Alar, it was, did a wonderful new recorded show for us on Take Two. It'll be airing soon. And he made the comment. It was such an amazing comment about, that every time we go to Mass, it's God giving us a heart transplant. And it was this whole heart emphasis, because we brought up the Eucharistic miracles and why it is that when they tested it, Jesus wanted to make sure it was part of his heart. So when you made that comment, it's heart to heart. I'm sure you've already tapped into this. I mean, that is clearly, obviously, what we know from all the devotions out there, that's what Jesus wants, this heart-to-heart connection. Have you thought of that already, I'm sure?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny, because I went to see Carlo's, I took
exhibit.
My boys to see him, and when they were doing the thing. And since then, we've been looking at you. I've been thinking about the Eucharistic miracles. And what's really interesting is one of the last ones I was looking at was when they were talking about the host, and they were looking under the microscope and how intertwined the blood was with the host in the microscopic level. And when I went to church next to receive communion, the idea of when I received communion, the fact that he was intermingling so intensely in my body, as well as like how he is in the, how he is in the host. And I thought that was a whole nother level of understanding of how we are transformed, I guess, and how he wants to transform us.
Yeah. And that's exactly what Father Chris Alar said. And everybody in Take Two will get to hear it when he said it's a heart transplant. It's that intertwined. It's that intimate. It's that connected. It's so incredible when you do think of it that at that level, it changes everything for us as Catholic Christians. It really makes us focus in a way that is so different from maybe in the past of how we used to attend Mass, right? And I love that about you. Now I have to ask you the same question I asked Elizabeth. You don't have to give me your exact age, but what age range are you in?
Oh, my birthday is next week. I'm going to be 48.
Wow. Are you kidding me? You sound like you're in your 20s.
Good.
You really do. When's your birthday? When's your birthday?
December 10th.
December 10th. Okay. We will remember you. I'll put you in the book. Happy, happy early birthday. That is wonderful. You got a great voice. So I would have never guessed that. And so God bless you. Well, that's young. That's still very young. So that's awesome. How many children do you have? Just out of curiosity.
Three.
Boys, girls?
A girl and two boys.
Nice. That's what I wanted. I got two boys. I didn't get the girl, but that's beautiful. Beautiful. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for weighing in on this. I appreciate it, Aaron. You're getting snow up there, aren't you, in Toronto?
Oh, yeah. Gray skies. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Good deal. Good to make some snow angels for me. Will you do that? I live in Arizona. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah, it doesn't go well on the dirt ground here. Okay, you take care, Aaron. Blessed Advent to you. Let's move on to Chrissy. Chrissy's in Sioux City, Iowa, on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. You go right ahead.
I felt called to call in in regards to the Eucharistic adoration. When I went through a really difficult time, this is the second time calling in, and I had asked advice, but I just felt really called just to share a couple experiences. So when it was a really difficult time, our parish has 24-hour adoration.
Mm-hmm.
And I just made it a practice to go in at the same time every day. And even though it was one of the darkest, the most difficult, challenging times of my life, I felt the closest that Jesus was holding me and just helping me through it. And I just lift up all of those who are listening today that may have someone in their family, whatever the situation, just know that God, Jesus, and Mary are going to walk you through it, that you will be okay. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful opportunities, if God is calling you to Mass, please go to Mass. If he's calling you just to spend some minutes or an hour with him or just even sleep in his presence, you will get that rest, and it will be a peace only he can give you.
Mm. You are so right. You are so right. I have to ask you this question. I'm full of questions today, but lately, this past week, I have been receiving messages from listeners and you know, Take Two family members saying that when they go to church, they have this strange feeling like they don't want to leave. Are you feeling that way? Because I felt it today at Mass.
I just came back from playing for a funeral, and indefinitely. Mm-hmm. You were talking with an earlier listener about stents. I just think it, what a blessing we have in the Catholic Church just to have, you know, the scent of incense, just like those prayers are rising,
mm-hmm.
the beautiful melodies of music, just how we all, our voices unite as a community, lifting our prayers. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
It is. So you're in the music ministry. Thank you so much for imparting your talents to the church.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. You have, it's so wonderful when you see folks that are dedicated to that. And you said you just came from a funeral Mass, and I know this sounds strange, Chrissy, but I know you can, you will understand this because you're in the music ministry. My pastor, when I worked for him, he used to require all of us as employees to go to funeral Masses. So all of us would go every single week. And we at the beginning, we didn't like it. Then we started looking forward to it. The way the Catholic Church sends off their people, right? The people, the body, the family of God. It's the most amazing thing. The funeral Mass is incredible when you, like you said, when you get really into it, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So much.
Yeah.
I'm actually also work in the funeral industry, and it's tough to watch a lot of cremations come through. I respect that, but sometimes it's really hard to watch that families are choosing not to go through with a memory service, memorial service, a funeral Mass, a celebration mm-hmm. of life. And that's really tough because then we miss out on the huge opportunity for the souls in purgatory,
mm-hmm.
to pray for our loved ones, to offer mm-hmm. Masses. So
yep.
that
yep.
I just want to make sure that
yeah.
throw that out there. Please keep praying for your loved ones.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Chrissy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Have a blessed Advent to you. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to Bill from Long Island, New York on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. You go right ahead.
Well, I had heard a little bit about what you were talking about, the adoration and the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second time I've called in, maybe the third, but the first time I called in had to do with my beautiful wife, Patricia Ann, who passed away on June 14th of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I went right to the church after that. And then I'm walking out of the nave, and they had all these pamphlets on the wall there, and this one called Adoration. And I said, I wonder what this is about. So I picked it up and started reading it, and I immediately got in touch with the woman that ran that program at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going ever since last year. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, last August or something like that, you know. And
mm-hmm.
it's such a, you know, being in there with the Lord, you know, with him being there exposed, the whole Eucharist. I mean, it's mm-hmm. been such a transformative thing for me, for my life, as far as like wanting to know, to love, and to serve him, and
right.
to help others. You know, that's,
and And you probably feel very close to your wife as you're sitting close to Jesus, correct?
Some good came of it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. What do you say to other men that are listening right now? What would you say to them to get them kind of motivated to do exactly what you did? Pick up a pamphlet, learn, and sit with the Lord.
I think also, which I pray every day, is that God, help me to see through your eyes and hear and listen with your ears. I'm saying that to myself. Listen. Mm-hmm. Listen for God talking to you. He is talking to you to make that move. It's just a matter of saying, yes, Lord, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so, like I said, transformative. And I would say to my fellow men out there, sometimes sadness does bring gladness. And this is what has brought gladness for me in the loss of my beautiful best friend and lover, you know, compassionate mother of my children, Patricia. So I would say that it is something we all need. God needs us, and we definitely need him.
But you know this, Bill, you're the closest to Patricia. She's alive more now in Christ than she ever was. And you're the closest to Patricia in Jesus, in the Eucharist. So how it's extraordinary. That's where we are all connected right there so closely. So yeah, it's powerful, huh? What do you say, Bill?
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, amen.
So, there's this something that the family had given to me, like they did like a video tribute to my beautiful Patricia Ann. And in there, there's something called Crossing Over. And somebody wrote it. It has something in there. Well, there's a lot, some of us don't live as long as others. And then read down a little bit further, and it says, all you need to do is call my name, and I'm right there with you.
Hmm.
And then when it's your turn for you to go to God, I'm going to be the one reaching down as well to pull you up. And then that's what I pray about every day.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
That I'll be with her, because walk with her, beside her, as walking with her cross to God. I was walking with her with God took her over. Because she had Parkinson's and kidney disease and one of high-grade B-cell lymphoma, and there was nothing they could do. Mm. And then God took her when he said it was time. And though I was saddened with him in the fraternal home.
Right. But you know what, Bill, what you're doing here through staying close and staying connected to Jesus on this side of the veil, you know, is helping you, is helping your beautiful wife, Patricia Ann, is helping your family. It's helping all in your family, extended family members. So you're doing a great work here and a wonderful practice. So, Bill, thank you so much for sharing today from your heart. And I know your wife is in the book, but I put her in again today because I brought the book out. So thank you so very much. We're going to move to Rose from Buffalo, New York, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Rose. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead, Rose.
I just called because I wanted to share something that happened to me this past Sunday at Mass. I'm always struggling, like, if either I should take communion on my hand or mouth, and I would prefer mouth, but I'm always afraid to drop it because it happened to me in the past. So this coming Sunday, while I was in line waiting to get my communion, I get up to the priest, and, like, automatically my mouth, like, opens without even thinking. And I felt like that was God doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt something that it wasn't done from my decision. I just opened my mouth
and
received communion.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. And you felt good. It felt right.
I did.
Good.
I felt I did it the proper way. I know some people don't think there's a difference, but I don't know. I just felt God's hand saying, don't worry about it. You can do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure you know this, but just in case anybody's listening and that has happened to them as well, I was an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion for almost, I think, 20 years. It had to have been 20, 21 years. If you just slightly tilt your head back just a little bit, and I know people are hesitant to do that. They keep their head straight when they're receiving. Just slightly put your head back just a little. And I can tell you that I've never seen it fall. So I've never seen Jesus fall. So it's typically when somebody moves a little too forward or it's hard to place the host on a person's tongue. Does that help? Have you heard that? I just want to make sure you heard that too, so that our listeners. What do you say, Rose? Are you with us, Rose?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you catch that? What I said about just tilting your head just a little bit back, and then you can always be certain that Jesus will end up on your tongue.
I never heard about it, but mm-hmm. I will use that as a suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it seems odd, but we used to, in sacrament prep, we used to always tell folks when they're receiving the first Holy Communion, even if it's just a slight tilt backwards, just a slight, it only has to be like, you don't have to put your head all the way back, but even just a half an inch, that angle allows the extraordinary minister of Holy Communion or the priest or the deacon to place, Jesus, the host, on your tongue. So there you go.
And
cause I receive on the tongues by mouth. So I totally get it. But this is wonderful. So thank you for sharing with us. That is so God. That's how God works. Thank you so very much. We're going to get to more calls in just a moment. I wanted to share this interesting announcement. Saint Ambrose, Doctor of the Church. Ambrose was an important figure in the early church. He was one of the first to use Latin in religious writings, helping to keep the language alive as the Roman Empire declined. He also wrote many hymns that are still used today. Okay, so that's a very interesting fact about St. Ambrose. Okay, let's go to Mary in Ray, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
I'm just calling. I wanted to give a testimony of to the 12 promises. I don't know if you've read the 12 promises for First Friday.
Yes, definitely. Mother, please go right ahead. Okay. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know if you'd read them over the air at any time. I'm sure you have. But anyway, my mother passed away close to 59 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I come from a family of 10 children, and she always took us to First Friday Mass. And many times I was embarrassed to go back to school because we went to a public school, and we would get there probably 15, 20 minutes later than the other people that were there. They had already started class. But anyway, she passed away on February 6th, mm-hmm. and that was a Sunday. So she would have gone to either First Friday Mass or we always went to confession on the Sunday after First Friday if we didn't make it to First Friday Mass. I live in North Dakota. So if we didn't make it because of the weather, we always went to confession mm-hmm. on the Sunday afterwards. And we did go to Mass that day on February 6th. And one of the promises, the 12th promise, is that Jesus promises that its all-powerful love will grant to all those who will receive Holy Communion on 9 consecutive first Fridays of the month the grace of final repentance, not dying in my disfavor, and without receiving the sacrament. So
wow.
We received the sacrament, mm-hmm. either both confession and communion that day. She died very quickly of a blood clot in the lung.
Oh.
And
wow.
So there was no
no time.
She wasn't in the hospital to
right.
receive the last rites or anything. But
wow.
But anyway, I just wanted to share.
So there was no real time, but yet she still received the sacraments because she had adhered to this devotion, and that's one of the promises. Wow.
Correct.
Oh, so powerful. So powerful. See, this is why I love our faith, and it's so amazing. God is so amazing. He's there for us. We just have to cooperate, participate, and He very much showers His love and comfort, even in the time of loss, and that is so important. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us. You know what? Actually, because of your call, I'm going to post on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page the first Friday devotion, how the promises, how it works. It's from EWTN. So as you know, it's a trusted source, and I'll post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page for everyone. Does that sound good, Mary?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Okay. You got it. God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing today. We really, really appreciate it. Wow. Powerful. Patty's up next from Horace, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Patty. Welcome.
Hi. It's nice to be talking to you.
Thank you. Same here. So, thank you for calling.
Yeah. I just want to say that, like, the Eucharist is such a great miracle and mystery that Jesus has given us. And it's so powerful that the world today is it's really hard, especially for priests and bishops, because Satan is just totally attacking them, and he's attacking our faith. And there is, it's called Seven Sisters Apostolate.
Mm-hmm.
It was started by a gal in Minnesota. And what you do is there's seven people in a group, and each one takes one day of the week, and they go to adoration just for that priest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't pray for anything else during that hour. And it's been working miracles in priests, and it's been working miracles in the people that are praying for them.
Oh, yes.
And I just know how important it is, And I just wanted to express that, because it does change the heart and mind. And it helps these priests to have greater strength against Satan and the bishop. You know, I'm praying for the bishop right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if people can go to their parishes and do that for their priest, miracles will change in this world. So many things will change.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister. I'm right with you. Amen. You nailed it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us. Wow. I'm going to try to do this. This is a little bit dangerous because I'm running out of time, but our final caller is Susan from Louisiana on Sirius XM 130. It's a little dangerous, but I had to squeeze you in. I couldn't leave you just hanging on the line there, Susan. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I just wanted to share my little quick moment in Mass this morning when I passed the statue of Mary and Joseph with Mary on the donkey, and I had just received the Eucharist. And I remember something I read, that when we receive the Eucharist, we become like Mary because we're carrying Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a moment, and then I went to the First Friday, and it was a really great day.
Mm-hmm. She is a living tabernacle. We become a living tabernacle. Powerful, huh? Isn't that amazing, Susan? It's incredible to think that we become living tabernacles. You're so spot on. It's incredible. That's why we must take it seriously, like you have done, like others that called today, those that believe in the Most Holy Eucharist. Take it seriously, folks, and consider going, adding an additional Mass during the week. Please, it's a spiritual game changer. Wow. Wow. Great calls today. Amazing participation. I love the Take Two family. Now you can get started with your weekend, guys. You're incredible. I am going to be posting a bunch of stuff on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page about the First Friday, First Saturday devotions. So we'll keep this conversation going into the weekend. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the Spirit World. Our guest, Alan Smith, will be talking about the Holy Face devotion during Advent. And so it's going to be a great show, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. Thank you so much to Ace McKay, who sat in as producer today, Pedro on social media, and our guest call screener, Tom Price, did such a fabulous job. Love the Take Two family again. Love the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. You're doing a great service to all of your listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until we meet again on Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.